glad to have you back. And Francie, 57, from Delaware. How are you, Francie?
Good. Hey, you forgot my title.
Oh, yes. The Ed McMahon and Jim Cornwell Show.
Hi-oh!
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow, yes.
Oh, that's a fine hey-o to you.
Yeah, well, you deserve it after being mentioned last night on Svengoolie in the fan segment. Congratulations.
Yes, I made the cut. Me and the heads. Oh, holy cow, wait until I tell Big Fatty. Yes, that was something else. I can't even tell you. Watching the movie was boring. The Atom That Ate My Brain, or whatever the heck it was called. Oh my God, it was a stinker.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fat. It was boring. It was a stinker.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3896 of the BFO for Wednesday the 11th of January 2023. Y'all, coming on today, say it with me. You think you can remember to do the birthdays today? It's so sad to see you go downtown like that.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning. Towners, Big Fatty, that's you every day. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, as you know, Big Fatty fucked it up yesterday and forgot to do the celebrations of exiting the birth canal, but we're going to get them in today. Yes, Big Fatty, that's what all the people going downtown say. And y'all, speaking of the people going downtown, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard one of the birthday boys. Y'all, is my Northeast straight Jenny! You also heard the turnip head from up there in the northern Mexico. And then those two scoundrels out there in Denver. Y'all, I don't know if you know this or not, but they're on hiatus. Y'all, that's the enormous boys, Casey and Holly. Big Fatty, are they on a hiatus? Or did they just forget that they need to do a little show? 12 times a year, that's it. Just 12 times a year. But, we're going on hiatus. Well, anyway, I can't really say anything. Big Fatty.
Wake up, sunshine. Share this baby.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Now, y'all, we are going to get yesterday's celebrations of exiting the birth canal out of the way. Y'all, and technically, I'm recording this on Tuesday, so I'm right on time, Big Fatty. You just go right ahead and believe that. Y'all, our first celebration of exiting the birth canal for Tuesday, y'all, met him out there at Pride 48, came to all the Pride 48s, I think, out in Nolens and in Lost Wages. Y'all was on that little show, Inked, Blind, and Confused. Big Fatty, was he inked? No. Nope. Was he confused? No. Nope. Must have been blind. Just one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. Y'all even came to the Horror Hotel. I'm talking about none other than our good friend out there in the Sack of Tomatoes. We're talking about Blind Guy Jay. Big Fatty, we love Blind Guy Jay. And y'all, you heard him there at the Good Morning. Y'all, he is my Northeast straight daddy. And the daddy to little Logan and Evan. Y'all, I am talking about none other than my Northeast straight daddy. Big Fatty, how many times you gonna say it? I don't know. Dan, Big Fatty, we love your Northeast straight daddy. Dan, it's true. And y'all, then today, speaking of ink blind and confused, y'all, it's the mama. It's the mama of one of the co-stars on that. Y'all met her in person. Out there at the Rat World, California, and y'all at a meet and greet. And y'all, just as nice a person as she could be, y'all had to sit. She had to sit by me at the meet and greet. Big Fatty, thoughts and prayers. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Mama the Confused. Big Fatty, we love Mama the Confused. So y'all, if you see blonde guy Jay or my Northeast straight daddy or Mama the Confused on the Twitty or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth, wish him a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Music. No, that's just the happy music. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I had me a nice solid for my supper and watched the news. And y'all, I realized I hadn't watched the Jeopardy from for right. So I watched it, and then I watched the Monday night Jeopardy as well. And, y'all, then it was time for the National Collegiate Football Championship game over there on the ESPN. And, y'all, I can't watch it because I don't have the cable TV anymore. So I missed out on that. But, y'all, I did watch the second best thing. It probably came in number two in the ratings behind the game, the Antiques Roadshow. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the old people love the Antiques Roadshow. Y'all, speaking of the game, that George in Atlanta, he says, I don't know what's bigger news, that Georgia... the Georgia Bulldogs won the national championship 2 years in a row, or that Georgia in Atlanta was up past 9:30 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty, I think we know the answer. One was expected, the other was not. It's true. but one moment, please, y'all. I've got a new tea here today. Y'all, it's a lemon ginger, Big Fatty, and so sort of a ginger sourpuss. Well, okay, or maybe a ginger pucker. Oh, we love a ginger pucker. So I watched that, and y'all, they do have a thing on the. On the ESPN app, it's kind of a game. I don't know what they call it, a game stat thing, and it shows when you know what happens on each play and all this kind of stuff, and it has a little graph. and everything like that on it. So I was able to keep up. But y'all, by halftime, it was what, 38-7? And y'all just couldn't care less. Big Fatty, how about our official sports ball correspondent, Mean Keen. Mean Keen, from what I understand, he lost all of his contacts in his when he got a new phone. So maybe we'll hear from him, and I'm sure he's just going to be, well, I don't know how he'll be. But anyway, y'all slept like a baby on Monday night, and y'all, in fact, slept so well that I didn't even wake up till about 7:15 a.m. in the morning. Of course, Miss Gail King waits for no one, so I had to catch up on that while I had my coffee and read the paper, did the Sagaduco, did the Wordle, did the Waffle, did the Quartle. Y'all, then, of course, I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Back around the big circle in Fat Acres. Y'all, they've put the stanchions back up for the frisbee golf course. They have it up they take it down when the crema decorations are up around the big circle. And y'all, there was already a gaggle of hot boys out there warming up. And so, y'all, that's always a sign of spring right there. And y'all came back and watched The Price is Right. And, Big Fatty, it sounds like the perfect day for the retirement community. Well, it is. And then I got my shower, and y'all, I just turned on the electric camisole, and I laid down for a few minutes. Y'all, I must have fallen asleep, because I think I woke myself up snoring. And y'all, now here I am having my hot tea. One moment, please. And recording the little show. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Ready. Question today comes to us from that Gus Chan. You know, he sent me that Crema card with three Ask Big Fatty questions on it. Y'all, this today we're going to have the second one. Y'all, it says, Brick Party, what was your weirdest holiday memory? Well, Gus Chan, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. We'll all be thinking about you as we move towards VD coming up next month. And it's always a challenging time in the floral industry. The weirdest, weird is an interesting word because probably weirdest, well, it comes down to, you've heard me tell the story before about the orange hat. You know, he liked to get into the eggnog on New Year's Eve, and yo, Santa Claus had gotten my middle brother a coal mine, a wooden chair. And so we had it in the back of the truck, and I was driving the orange hat home, and y'all, he threw a cigarette out, and y'all, it caught the box on fire in the back of the truck, and I pulled over, pulled it out, and the orange hat says, I thought it was Halley's Comet coming. Needless to say, I was not very happy about that. And y'all, it burned the arms of the chair and everything, even though y'all, I'm surprised the truck didn't catch on fire. Well, first of all, made me mad as a snake. But y'all, when he said the Halley's Comet part, y'all, all I could think, I couldn't help but smile and giggle. And y'all, it was a weird crema eve. And y'all, it was even weirder the next morning when my brother got up and he had a scorched wooden chair for his crema present. Big Fatty, I mean, set the place on fire. Well, it was definitely weird. But you know, there were many things that the Orange Hat did that were weird. One moment, please. Yeah, that's good. I like that. y'all, that's a brand new one, too. I hadn't tried that one before. y'all, I was going to say something, and I don't remember what it was. Big Fatty, cue the downtown music. Oh, no. I remember, and y'all, I'm just going to tell you about it right now. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, now, I know there are some of you who have been asking about the number one fan contest. Well, first of all, y'all, the BFO will start its 16th year on February the 12th. And y'all, I'm going to be starting to take number one fan entries starting on Monday the 16th of January and take them through Friday the 27th of January. Now, I'm not taking them before, and y'all, there's a twist this year. You're going to have to wait until Monday's Aloof Show to find out what the twist is for the number one fan contest this year. Y'all, everybody is eligible. Except for the Faye driver, Big Faye, he's too busy out doing all that. So stay tuned. Big Fatty, really? It'll be the start of the 16th year? It's true. And y'all, that's almost... that's almost 25% of my life. Big Fatty, but not quite. But y'all, I just can't believe. Well, Big Fatty, we can't believe you're still doing. Yo, by the way, so many sweet comments from everybody, you know, saying whenever you're ready to give it up, you know, that's fine. Well, we just don't want you. We just love that you're going to continue the little show. And y'all, I really appreciate that. And y'all, like I say, I was just asking if y'all thought enough is enough. But I ain't stopping this. Y'all, this is too much part of my life. And yes, Big Fatty, and that you get a chance to get out there and be a whore with all your listeners. Oh, dear gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely hump day. Here in a few minutes, be heading over to have Tuesday night supper with Olive and his friends and the Nip. And y'all, and it's chilly. It's chilly over here. You had to put on a long sleeve shirt to record today's little show. Big Fatty, and speaking of today's little show, Big Fatty, let me take it from here. At the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mr. Tim Kumal show, and Francie with Big Fatty forgetting everything. I know you love me, but what did you think of this?
Big Fatty! It was boring. It was a stinker.
Oh, yes, it's a stink. Well, you think it's a stinker there. You should be in the studio. OPU.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.